You're listening to Game On with Jackson Stewart.
Jackson Stewart. I'm your host, and as always, want to welcome you guys to the show and appreciate you guys tuning in. Every episode, we dive deep into what it means to excel, not just in the game, but in the journey of life. And tonight, we're taking a unique turn. Instead of focusing, which is funny given tonight's topic, is instead of focusing on what needs to change and what you're doing wrong, which I can't even get the title out, we're celebrating the achievements of the well-rounded man. That's right, gents, players all over. Tonight, it's all about what you're doing right. So grab your headphones, settle in, pour an adult beverage, and let's give a toast to the involved, well-rounded, evolved, well-rounded man navigating through a world that often misreads his intentions. So, of course, some housekeeping and some invitations before we go on. Fellas, if you're not following me on YouTube, definitely go and check on, like, subscribe to Game On with Jack. Hit the blog, gameonwithjack.blog. Hit up Twitter, at Game On with Jack, and Instagram is the same. I want to invite all of you guys to the Facebook page, Game On with Jackson. Check it out. I know you'll find something there that you can apply to your life, something that's useful, something that will make you laugh, something that will make you think, and it'll be worth your time. Also, I try and keep something unique on every single platform, so don't think just because you're subscribed to Game On with Jack on Twitter that it's the same on the blog and vice versa. You'll see some crossover, but every platform has something unique, so definitely check it out. So before we dive in, let's define what we mean by a well-rounded man. He's someone who balances personal achievements with emotional intelligence. He's grounded, aware, and respects not only his path, but those of the people around him. The well-rounded man is the guy who understands that being strong doesn't mean being silent about his struggles, and that being strong also doesn't mean that you bully those around you. So without further ado, here are the top six things that you're doing right. And imagine if I'm wearing a hat, I tip it to you guys right now. So, you know, one quick note before we get into the top six. Sure, every show we talk about what you could be doing right. We talk about what you could be doing better. We talk about ways to level up the game. We talk about ways to work out better, make more money, be better in relationships, have better sex, eat better, groom better, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, it's always tips about how you can do better. The guests come on and lay out their life stories, and then they talk about tips and pointers on how you can do things better. So it's easy to see how one might think, well, shit, Jack, apparently I'm not doing anything right. And it couldn't be anything further from the truth. And if that's the vibe you have gotten from the show, I do humbly and sincerely apologize. So that's why I wanted to do this show. That was my reason behind it. I thought, well, hell, let me tell guys what they're doing right instead of always going on and on and on about what they're doing wrong and what they can change and what can be different. Because you can start to get kind of a negative perception of yourself if you're always listening to life hacks and self-help tips. And that can kind of suck. So that's why I wanted to do tonight's show. 6 things you're doing right. Excuse me. So number one, you practice self-care and self-health. All right. So you've taken to heart that self-care is not selfish. You know that looking after your physical and mental health is paramount. This means regular exercise, eating right, and yes, meditation or whatever form of mental relaxation works for you. You've recognized that a strong foundation in health is key to every other success. And while sure, we chase finances, we want more zeros after that number on the check or after that amount in the bank. We realize that money and financial power is really the key to options in life, to pursuing goals in life. But you, because you're doing 6 things right, you realize that without physical health and mental health, nothing else, I won't say matters, but nothing else is achievable. Nothing else is attainable if you don't have physical health. There are plenty of people who are exceptionally wealthy, exceptionally lauded and celebrated, but they don't have physical health. They can't walk. They can't run. They're always at the doctor. Their money goes to insurance and cutting edge technology so that their hearts beat, their lungs breathe. If you don't have your physical health, everything else is secondary. If you don't have your mental health, how many people do we hear are wealthy and powerful, but they're tormented by their own personal demons or depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder or borderline personality disorder? They're wealthy, but they can't step outside their house. They're wealthy, but they're besieged by just nightmare after nightmare. So if you don't have your health, excuse me, you have nothing. And you know this, and you practice self-care, and you realize that self-care is not being selfish, but if you don't have you, you got nobody. I'll say it again. If you don't have you, you got nobody. And the people and the businesses and the ideas that depend on you need you. Keep prioritizing your health. It's the base upon which everything else is built. You know, and remember also that self-care, it's a morphic concept. What you did last year to take care of yourself, what you did during the pandemic to take care of yourself may not be the same now. Maybe some of your stressors have changed. Maybe you've taken on new challenges and you need new ways to relax. Maybe you got to change doctors. Maybe you need to try different meditation techniques. So keep in mind that, yes, kudos. You recognize self-care and your health as important. Also, remember that they need to modify, and there's nothing wrong with it. So you guys are kicking ass, and it's only step one. Number two, sign that you are living right, that you are doing well, that you are, you know, something to celebrate about being a well-rounded man is you have emotional intelligence. Yes, you are not a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. You have emotional intelligence. You're not afraid of the deep dive into your own emotions or in lending an ear to someone else's struggles. This empathy and understanding are what set you apart in both personal and professional relationships. You kick ass. You are, you know, muscle bound, super strong, take care of business, whoop ass when you need to, the man that everybody goes see, the guy on the spot. You handle business, no doubt, but you can listen. Not just hear. Remember, hear is the biological ability to accept sound. Listening is the art and the practice of deciphering what you are hearing from others. You're empathetic. You're sympathetic. People's woes and issues you can feel. And in turn, when is necessary and appropriate, give them solid advice to help them out. You are not afraid of tough conversations that on the flip side and at the end of that conversation lead to better relationships. You console people when necessary. You are there for people when they struggle. You have emotional intelligence. Let me tell you something. The ability to connect with people, the ability to perceive people, all based off emotional intelligence. And if you have that, which you guys do, because remember, we're talking about what you got tonight, not what you need. You got this. It's amazing. It's impressive. It's what makes you charismatic. It's what makes you a light that people seek out. It's what makes you ultimately successful. So continue to cultivate this. It's what makes you not just a leader, but a revered one. If you're empathic, where you literally can feel people's emotions, don't pull away from it. Don't shy away from it. Don't shun it. Explore it. Grow it. Cultivate it. If people say, man, you're just somebody I can always go to, somebody that listens and it makes me feel better, embrace that. Yeah, it can be kind of exhausting, but embrace it. Be you. And you know what? After about a week or two of using all your emotional intelligence, shit, go celebrate it. Go take yourself out for a beer or whatever, a glass of wine. Go get yourself a nice dinner. Celebrate the fact that you are not afraid to use your emotional intelligence. It might even come so naturally you don't even know you're doing it. But trust me, not everybody's got it. Not everybody cultivates it. Not everybody uses it. Number three, you're a lifelong learner. The well-rounded man knows that the world is too vast and life too short to ever stop learning. Whether it's picking up a new skill, reading widely, or just staying curious, you know that growth is a perpetual journey. Guys, the fact that you realize, the fact that you embrace always learning makes you a cut above the rest. So many people, especially when they get out of school, especially when they get on the job for a while, especially what have you, they stop learning. They think learning is just something that you have to do because you got a teacher or a professor staring at you. Learning is something that you have to do because your boss is, you know, down your throat making you take classes for some type of certification. But not you. You enjoy the growth that comes with learning. You seek out new experiences. And when you, like, maybe, for example, maybe somebody is new to the group, new to work, and you hear them speak another language. You don't go, oh, what is that? What's that language? They're not speaking English or whatever language you speak. You might go up and ask them, hey, where are you from? And because of your emotional intelligence, because of your sincerity, they know you're not trying to dog their ethnicity or nationality. They tell you, and you ask them in the spirit of learning about where they're from. Now you're smarter and more cultured and more well-rounded than you were 5 minutes ago. And you have a passion for that expansion, that growth, because you realize the more you learn, the bigger you get, the bigger your brain gets, the bigger your spirit gets. And at a certain point, you can't stay at a lower level than where you're vibrating. And that vibration of that comes out of learning and that passion for growth, it's tremendous. right? So you got that. I applaud that. You like growth. That's huge. A lot of people don't like to grow because they're freaking scared. Not you. You're scared staying back by the tree. You like being out there on the limb learning, growing. It's big. So keep that curiosity alive. It's what keeps you dynamic and engaging. The fact that I could throw you in any room with people, strangers, and at the end of, the end of the half hour, you got a room full of best friends because you've taken time to learn. And this also builds upon your emotional intelligence. You are not trying to talk about you all the time. A lot of times you're trying to listen to other people talk about themselves. That's huge. That's big. Watch how much that plays into your successes in your life. The ones you've had, the ones you're having, and the ones that you're going to have. Number four on our list of top six signs that you are a well-rounded man, your financial acumen, right? So you understand the value of a dollar and the power of investment, not just in markets, but in people and personal development. Financial independence is important to you and it's something you're actively working towards. And it's easy to get caught up talking about, how much money you got in the bank and how much debt you don't have and, how much you're worth and how much and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, but you realize money at that next level. You realize that sometimes to make money, you got to spend money. You realize the importance of investing, not just in markets, but putting it back into possibly a new business, putting it into charity. You realize the importance of finances and backing a noble cause, maybe in helping out a friend and never expecting it back, maybe in, in the importance of having some money to play with, right? You don't live to work, you work to live. You realize the importance of finances in picking a spot for a vacation, in buying that dream thing that you want, or buying something stupid just because you want to have fun with it. Because you're not locked into the destructive habit of spending, and you're also not locked into the rigid structure of saving, you're not on both ends of the spectrum. You're in the middle, and you can fluctuate. And you're also, and this goes back to the previous step of learning, you're also reading about finances. Maybe you don't know anything about investment, so you're reading books about investment. You're talking to financial advisors. You're talking to people at work and friends who are wizards with money, and you're learning from them. So that plays into your financial acumen, and that's a strong sign of you being a well-rounded man. Additionally, with your financial acumen, you realize the importance of something that has value. And you also realize that sometimes value of an item is not something that can be put into dollars and cents. So you appreciate the finer things in life. You appreciate the times that you pay for the finer things in life. But you also know that some things you can't put a price on. And that also plays into your appreciation and your skill with money. So stay wise with your finances. And remember, it's not about the amount, but the management. But I don't have to tell you to remember this because you already know it. Because you're a well-rounded man. And that takes us to the fifth thing that you are doing right. You have balance and you have boundaries. And number five, you've mastered the art of balance and setting up boundaries. This means knowing when to push forward and when to take a step back. You respect your own limits and those of others. This balance is crucial in a world that constantly demands more. The people around you demand more. Your job demands more. And if you try to give everybody something, well, then you just fall apart. There's nothing left. Heard a great quote not that long ago from a friend of mine that said, when everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. You know how to balance. You realize that life is on a razor thin edge, and you're not traumatized by that. You're cool with that. You like that dance. It empowers you. It excites you. You know that balance is really more so about harmony. And if you ever wanted to see or hear a perfect example of harmony, listen to a jazz band play. Jazz isn't about balance. It's about harmony, which in a way is a type of balance. But usually we think balance is 50-50, right? We think that seesaw, perfectly horizontal, weighted equally on both sides. But in reality, balance is making sure that if one side has to take a little bit more of a load this time, next time it can lessen its load. Balance is about, today it's 60-40 for a work life. Excuse me. Tomorrow it might be 100% life because you took the day off. In jazz, everybody plays at the same level until at some point somebody steps up and takes a solo. So you got the trombone player or the trumpet player, the sax player gets a solo, and everybody kind of plays a little bit quieter while the other person steps up and kicks ass, and they step back. Now the drummer's taking over and does a little solo act, and then the drummer backs up. And so eventually, while you may have like a 60-40 split in sound or maybe an 80-20 split in sound, it's harmony because it sounds good. It doesn't sound off. It doesn't sound overpowered. It's balanced because everybody's getting an equal amount, even if it's at different times. Boundaries. You're able to say no politely, respectfully. You're able to set boundaries so that people know what to expect and people know what not to push. People know what else they can get out of you, and they know what they can't. And they respect you for it. You're not a pushover, but you're also not a bully. You don't take advantage of. And you respect people's balances. You respect people's limits. And also, sometimes you will remind people of their balances and limits when the situation arises. So continue to honor your boundaries. They will protect your peace and your focus. And continue that perfect sweet spot balance capability and ability that you have. And like I said with the previous tips and signs, guys, a lot of people don't have these. They damn sure don't have them in the amount that you have them. So once again, that's me clapping, a little echo, but that's me clapping, celebrating who you are and what you do. And finally, number six, in the sign of the things that you are doing right in life, you exhibit, you cultivate, and you are the epitome of respect and integrity. You walk your talk. Your actions align with your words, and you treat others with dignity and respect, regardless of the circumstance. This integrity is what truly defines you. I don't care, excuse me, if it's the janitor or the CEO, you treat them the same. I have seen people disrespect others with a disregard and a callousness that you would give to a piece of garbage. I've seen people talk down to janitors. I've seen people talk down to waiters and waitresses. I've seen people disrespect strippers and cam models. I have also seen people treat janitors with the utmost respect. I've seen people make waiters and waitresses smile by the sheer amount of dignity and inspiration that they give them. And I've seen people give strippers and cam models the utmost respect and politeness and sincerity. It all comes down to the fact that you are a good person. You're not perfect, but nobody is. And good people who are, for the most part, emotionally healthy don't feel a need to put anybody down. You see color, you see ethnicity, you see nationality, but you don't let it hinder or negatively persuade how you treat people. I'm a black man, and when people see me, they should see a black man and all the things that come with me being a black man. But don't treat me different because I'm black. Because when I see people, and I've got friends from every walk of life, I recognize that they're different. I love to learn about our differences, but their differences don't cause me to treat them negatively. I treat them like human beings. You do the same. And that's respect. That's integrity. When you can be kind and polite to people who can basically do nothing for you in terms of advance your career or get you paid or get you more status, that says a lot about who you are. Because anybody can kiss up to somebody who can promote them or pay them, etc. But when you can be kind and generous and gregarious and tender and sincere to people who basically not only can't do anything for you, but maybe they're perfect strangers. Like, God, that says a lot about you. So never compromise on your integrity. It's your legacy. It says a lot about you. And it's number six and the last sign that you are doing damn fine. So guys, if you found yourself nodding along with these points, then let me offer my congratulations. You're on the right path. The world needs more men like you. Men who are not just surviving, but thriving by being their authentic, well-rounded selves. For far too long, we've heard that, you know, that voice that's all about toxic masculinity, right? That's like, go out there and drag your knuckles and whoop ass and take life and get what you want. And then we hear this voice of just pure simp, you know, just this bow down, kowtow, weak and spineless voice. But there's a middle ground, a middle path, and you guys are on it. It's the good man path, not the nice guy path, but the good man. There's a great quote by LL Cool J. It's on YouTube. It's all over. It's a short. LL Cool J says he's not a nice guy. He's a good guy. If he sees somebody is stealing an old lady's purse, he's going to break that guy's arm and give the purse back to the lady. That's a good guy. Nice guy might go, oh my God, well, you know, this is terrible. Good guy's going to get in there and do something. Now, please be safe. Don't say Jack told me to go out there and fight crime. But you're a good guy, and the world needs more good guys. My challenge to you is to keep pushing the envelope. Keep doing you. Stay humble. Stay hungry. Most importantly, stay grounded. Keep refining those traits, player, because, shit, we need you, man. And always be on the lookout for new areas of growth. So, this has been Game On with Jackson Stewart. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. Remember, the game never ends, and it really shouldn't, because then what would you do? It just evolves. So keep playing, keep winning, and until next time, keep being the incredible, well-rounded man that you are. Keep it sexy, and game on.